2 Samuel chapter 9. David said, "Is there yet any who is left of the house of Saul that I may show him kindness for Jonathan's sake?" Well, this is just a wonderful example of forgiving your enemies, because Saul and his family had persecuted David. They've been horrible to David, really horrible. And yet Saul had died, God killed him, and so did Saul's sons. And yet David says afterwards, "Is there anybody left that I can show grace to? Who can I be kind to?" So being kind and loving is not just something you do when the opportunity arises and you meet someone in need or you see a beggar on the street. You've got to be more proactive. Who's left? How can I show some grace? This is wonderful. He's really a great example, David. I know he sinned, I know he messed up, but he had this great desire to show grace and love. Well, there was in the family of Saul a servant whose name was Ziba, and they called him to David. The king said to him, "Are you Ziba?" He said, "I am." The king said, "Is there anyone left in the house or the family of Saul that I may show the kindness of God to him?" Ziba said to the king, "Jonathan has got a son who's lame, couldn't walk properly." The king said to him, "Where is he?" So you see, he's searching out opportunities to show grace. Ziba said to the king, "He's in the house of Machir in Lodibar." Then King David sent and fetched him out of the house of Machir from Lodibar. Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, son of Saul, came to David and fell on his face and showed respect. Can you imagine a lame man who can't walk falling on his face? It would have been quite a pathetic sight. He was probably pretty scared. He probably thought, "Well, David's going to want to take revenge on me because of all that my grandfather did to him." So there's this pathetic picture of this man who was lame, lying there on the floor before David. David said, "Mephibosheth," he replied, "your servant is here." David said to him, "Don't be frightened." So he was frightened. "Because I will surely show you grace or kindness for Jonathan your father's sake, and will restore to you all the land of Saul your father. You shall eat bread at my table continually." Now, to eat bread at someone's table meant that you were accepted by them. That's why when Jesus ate his bread, broke his bread with sinners, people were shocked, because it meant that he was accepting them. And they said, "Why are you doing this?" And he said, "Because I came to call the sinners to repentance." So it's not that Jesus says, "If you're good enough for me, I'll accept you." But rather, he says, "I'll accept you first. And my grace in doing that for you will hopefully lead you to repent." So he said, "You shall eat bread at my table continually." He bowed down and said, "What is your servant? You should look on such a dead dog as I am." Well, he considered himself a dead dog. And you know, David used exactly that same phrase when he's all depressed and Saul was hunting him when Saul was still alive. And he says to Saul, when he could have killed him and he didn't, he shouts out to him across the valley, "Why are you hunting me? I'm a dead dog." So David had felt a dead dog upon whom God had shown mercy. And now another person bows down to him and says, "Look, I'm a dead dog." And David shows mercy to him, because God had shown mercy to David when David felt like a dead dog. So God has been so kind to all of us, and we've therefore got to be proactive. We've got to have the ideas, take the initiative to go out and show that grace to other people. So the king called to Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, "All that belongs to Saul and to all his house have I given to your master's son, Mephibosheth. You shall till the land for him, you and your sons and your servants, and gather the harvest, so that your master's son may have food to eat. But Mephibosheth, your master's son, will eat bread always at my table." Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. I guess he had quite a few wives as well. Then Ziba said to the king, "According to all that my lord the king commands his servant, so shall your servant do." So Mephibosheth ate at the king's table, like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son whose name was Micah. All that lived in the house of Ziba were servants to Mephibosheth. So Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem, and he ate continually at the king's table, and he was lame in both his feet. Now in those days, handicapped people, for example, who were lame in both feet, so he really, poor chap, couldn't walk really at all, handicapped people were kept out of sight. it wasn't common that you saw them. They were just kept in a room or in a bedroom, and they weren't supposed to be seen, especially at the king's table. Everyone was supposed to be happy and positive and upbeat and beautiful and charming and well-built and handsome and all that at the king's court, but not with David. He had this lame man, this crippled man, who, don't forget, they didn't have wheelchairs in those days, so he'd have needed people to help him to walk. They had him at David's table every day.
What about walking sticks? Did they have walking sticks?
Yeah, they would have had walking sticks, but I reckon it was pretty hard if he was lame in both his feet. It would have been pretty hard for him to walk without some help. He might have been able to, but with difficulty. Maybe he had crutches, something like that. So that is the same table that we sit at. When we sit at the table of Jesus, when we take the bread and wine, that is really the same as being accepted by David.